3.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We've got a really, really interesting show today. The next seven segments, not this one, but segments 2 through 8 are originating from Vancouver, British Columbia. I took part in an event there on Wednesday put on by Lawrence Ralston, David Coffin, Eric Coffin, and Keith Schaefer. Really, really great event where they addressed about 250 folks. An audience of about 250 folks took questions on political issues, financial issues, resource issues, etc., and I'm devoting segments 2 through 8 from that show, which I had the pleasure of being the master of ceremonies. Now, going to start out, though, in a different vein. I'm chatting right now with James Turk. We're doing a bit of a remote here in that I'm in the Northwest United States, and James is over in Spain, but we have a phenomenally strong gold market right now, and James, being the dean of all the gold analysts, I wanted to get him on the show to see what he thought. We're recording this on Thursday because of time constraints, time differences, etc., but as we're recording, gold is up significantly. It's trading right now at 1273.20 on the ass side. Silver's doing the same thing. Silver's above 20 bucks. It's $20.74. James and I have been talking about a breakout in the metals markets for the last couple of years or so. What's happened during that time? Well, the price of gold and silver have continued to escalate, but not as rapidly as they're escalating right now. James, is this going to last?
Yeah, I think it is, because the key thing, Al, is that gold and silver on a relative basis are still very, very cheap. And secondly, central banks around the world, not just in the U.S., but everywhere, are continuing to take steps and follow policies that are debasing their currencies. And consequently, gold is going to continue to rise in terms of all of the currencies of the world, not just the U.S. dollar.
Well, that's what Clyde Harrison is saying. You know, we discussed this in one of my editorials earlier in the week, specifically on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And Clyde said, you know, Clyde is a very, very, very bullish on gold. And his comment was, the United States is going to attempt to print its way out of the economic crisis that we're in right now. That's not going to work because the U.S. dollar is based on absolutely nothing other than, you know, hopes and prayers, for lack of better terms. And he said, as people begin to realize that all we're doing is printing and the currency is worthless, boy, they're going to turn to tangibles, and those tangibles are precious metals.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's like the early 1970s, except worse, because the problems are so much worse than they were back 35 years ago. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I've ultimately felt that the dollar is going to collapse through a process of hyperinflation. And as commodity prices are going up across the board here, just like they did back in the early 1970s, and commodity prices are turning wild, just again like they did back then, it's, to me, writing on the wall that we're definitely going to this high inflationary, if not inflationary, path.
Well, I know John Williams is talking about that from Shadow Stats. You know, I know both you and I have a lot of respect for John, and he's talking about hyperinflation right around the corner. The interesting question I have here, though, is we had a huge spike this week in the price of gold, okay, a huge upward spike. Gold went to an all-time high. Is it becoming more of a mainstream investment, in your opinion?
No, not at all. You know, most people are still completely oblivious to what's going on in the precious metals and, you know, paying very little attention. You know, the market does get frothy a little bit from time to time on, you know, maybe one day of the week or another day of the week. But from a long-term point of view, you know, forget about, you know, the short-term moves up and down. Focus on relative value. And on a relative value basis, gold is still very cheap. So I still follow, you know, the same recommendation, Al, that we've been talking for a long time, is just continue to accumulate the metal, because you're saving sound money. And saving is a good thing anyway, but saving sound money is particularly good. because we still have a long way to go before these problems with the dollar are finished.
Well, we have huge problems right now with the dollar, with the economy in the United States, et cetera. But let me ask your opinion on something. Roger Wiegand, a colleague of ours, you know, has a newsletter, Trader Tracks. Roger's comment when gold spiked on Wednesday was he said, I'm pretty convinced that the catalyst, he said, were the consumer confidence numbers that came out of Germany. He said, you know, Germany is arguably the strongest economy in the European community. And he said when the consumer confidence numbers came out on Wednesday, they were not good, and that's when the price of gold shot up. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good observation by Roger. Germany's seen phenomenal demand for gold going back to May when Mr. Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, after months and months, in fact years even, of saying that he wasn't going to buy government bonds, in fact, turned around and started buying Greek government bonds. What that did to the Germans is it showed that the ECB was not being managed the same way that the Bundesbank was managed, you know, the old German central bank. And as a consequence, the promise that the ECB would be and the euro would be as good as the old Deutschmark was broken. So since there are no other safe haven currencies for the Germans to go into, because all currencies are basically heading into the dumpster, they're going into gold, and that's basically been a major factor that has driven gold higher here over the past several months.
What effect, if any, do you think that the Chinese rethinking of the valuation of the yuan, is that having any impact on the price of gold, James?
If they do revalue the yuan, it will have a big impact. First of all, it'll make gold cheaper in yuan terms, and it'll make gold mining in China itself less profitable, therefore requiring China to import more gold into the country. So if the Chinese currency does strengthen, and it sort of seems inevitable that it will over time, it's got to be a positive factor on the gold price.
What are you telling your folks right now who are, you know, they call you for counseling on what should we do in terms of, you know, amounts we should put into precious metals, et cetera? What are you telling these people?
Well, you know, again, it's a very difficult question to answer because everyone's circumstances are different. But the bottom line is that we have to do what we need to do in order to sleep well at night. And that means you have to have some precious metals in your portfolio to protect yourself come what may. The general rule of thumb, you know, going back decades from the so-called gnomes of Zurich, was that you should have about 10% of your portfolio in physical precious metals. But if you're an older person, I think you should be more conservative and actually have a larger percentage of precious metals in your portfolio. A younger person may want to take a little bit less or maybe just keep 10% and, you know, be involved in other types of investment activities. But, you know, there should be some position in your precious metal portfolio. And the important point, Al, is it's not too late to start because gold, despite the fact that the price is high, on a relative basis is still cheap.
I would agree with that 100%. James, I'd like you to do me a favor, and that is give our listeners three or four or five concrete reasons that you feel putting a portion of your assets in precious metals makes sense. Can you do that for me?
Yeah. First of all, what we've seen over this decade is there's a movement out of financial assets into tangible assets. This happens periodically because there's too much lending during the good times. That lending eventually catches up with the banks and the borrowers, and that creates monetary problems. When there are periods of monetary problems or banking problems, people move away from promises into real things. And one of the real things that people like to do in these circumstances, to acquire in these circumstances, is gold, because it's the most liquid, tangible asset available. Secondly, there's a lot of derivative problems out there, a lot of banking problems out there. These things still haven't come to the fore. Which brings up the third point, that the financial crisis in Europe is again starting to worsen. You know, one questions whether the euro is going to survive. If the euro doesn't survive, that's going to create a rush to gold and probably bring other questions on existing fiat currencies elsewhere in the world. You know, I could go on and on and on, but, you know, there are lots of reasons to really, you know, continue to accumulate that physical metal.
What I'm going to suggest is I'm going to suggest that you folks go to James's website. We have a link. We have a banner on our homepage for James' website. Click on that banner if you have an interest. I know you can get a plethora of information there about the pros and cons of investing in gold. James, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. The rest of the program is originating from Vancouver, British Columbia, where I had the pleasure of being the master of ceremonies at an all-day conference that occurred last Wednesday. The conference was put on by four friends of mine, very well-known newsletter writers who are frequent guests on our program. Lawrence Ralston, number one of Resource Opportunities. Eric and David Coffin, the two brothers who are behind a very, very well-known newsletter entitled The Hard Rock Analyst. And then Keith Schaefer. Keith is a kind of a newbie to the industry in the sense of as a newsletter writer. He's been involved in the industry all his life, but he has a newsletter entitled The Oil and Gas Investments Bulletin. I've gotten to know this guy pretty well over the last 4 or 5 months, and I have to tell you, I think that he is involved in a sector that really, really merits your attention. Not to say that precious metals, which is my true love, isn't important, because precious metals really is very, very important, but diversification is also incredibly important in your investments. I happen to have a preponderance of my investments in precious metals, but I also have some investments in energy. Okay, here is Keith. I think you'll like what he has to say.
The topics I'm going to quickly move through in my talk today. One is to really explain to you what I see as a huge opportunity in the oil and gas sector right now. That's come about from technology that is going to just guarantee investors dozens, if not hundreds, of discovery stories over the next 10, 20, 30 years. And that, very simply put, is that we can now get oil and gas out of rock. And for the last 125 years in the age of oil, we've almost all had it come out of sand formations deep underground. And now we can get it out of rock. And I'll go through very quickly what that's going to mean for your wallet, investing in some of the top discovery stories, both in Canada, the U.S., and abroad. So what I have is a website where you can go and access for free many of the stories that I write each week on the oil and gas sector, and my job is to make different topics in the industry very accessible, simple, easy to understand, so everybody can really get what the opportunity is here to make some money in the junior and intermediate sector, because that's what I cover. I don't cover the majors. I, much like Eric and Lawrence, will cover the juniors on the hard rock side. I cover the juniors on the soft rock side, mostly Canadian listed, the odd U.S. listed security. And the reason I started this newsletter a year and a half ago, because as I was looking to diversify my portfolio a bit, I realized that there was no place on the web that I could get the type of information that I wanted to that was written in simple English. So that's my job. I'm a translator. My degree is journalism. And so all I do is translate a lot of the research that I see on the street, the institutional research, into very simple layman language so everybody can understand. Every time I come to a metals-focused conference, I try and explain to everybody that investing in gold and investing in oil is actually very, very similar. They have a lot of the same things. You want to see much of the same things. You want to see a good management team. You want to see a good share structure. And much like gold, oil is a hedge against declining U.S. dollar and inflation. In fact, it's probably become almost the number one derivative outside of gold for this action. There's been more new ETFs and derivatives spring up around oil than any other commodity in the last 5 years. So if there would be one difference between the two, I would say that whereas the conspiracy theorists might say that the U.S. government and everybody wants to keep a low gold price, they actually want to keep a high oil price. Oil has become the number one barometer for the health of the world's economy. If people see low oil prices, they don't think, oh, I'm saving money. They think, wow, the economy must be doing really badly. And that's not what everybody wants to see. So for once, we actually have the system in our favor a little bit. So what are some of these new technologies that are going to be creating and are creating all these opportunities for investors? There's three main ones, and two are fairly simple to understand. The big one, which is kind of almost now become passe, is 3D seismic. So this is from your mining, you will understand what seismic is. In some of the uranium stories now, they're starting to use a lot more 3D seismic. And frankly, I don't understand why more metals companies use 3D seismic. It gives an amazing picture deep underground of what's happening, and you can often pinpoint almost exactly where the oil traps are. So this greatly reduces your exploration risk. In fact, in the oil and gas industry now, if I'm investing in a company that has less than a 70 to 80% success rate, I wonder what I'm doing. So that's how good the odds are now. The technology is making these stories. And so the other big technology that you're seeing a lot more in the news now is horizontal drilling. And that's pretty easy to imagine. And so basically they can now turn a well horizontally to go through oil formations and bring in a lot more oil. Now what they have to do to that hole, that well, is in the rock, is after the hole has gone through the rock, they have to fracture it. They blow it into a million pieces. They shove water down that well at unbelievable pressures, and it blows the rock apart for many meters around the well bore and allows the oil and gas to come into the well and get produced. So this technology was done and perfected about 12 years ago in Texas in the Barnett Shale, and now you have just seen in the last decade all over the U.S. and Canada new shale plays come up. It has become the big buzzword. But what's also happened is that there's been a lot of environmental concerns about this, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But what these two technologies have created is a whole new set of discoveries that can become available. There are many, many shale deposits all around the world, and we're seeing it now almost become a mature industry in North America with lots of discoveries down in the States. The average retail investor was able to make unbelievable money over the last 5 years in shale gas plays. And now you're seeing the shale oil plays like the Bakken, the Cardium in Canada, also enriching investors. And so what does all this mean? Basically, it means a lot more profit for oil companies and their shareholders. Because what happens now is that with these technologies, you're able to see where the oil is. You're able to access much larger formations than you were before, much more horizontal lying formations. And the beauty of it is everyone has known for decades that these oil formations were there, that the rock was there, that the oil was there, but they didn't have the technology to get it out. So now what's happening is we're all going back into these same old formations where there is literally almost no exploration risk and just learning how to get the oil out of the rock the best way possible. So that's a great position to be in when you're doing exploration and basically have no exploration risk. It also opens up a lot of new plays here in Canada and the U.S. where this technology has been developed, so you don't need to go international to get some very big plays and see some big moves in stock prices. And what's happened now is that a lot of these horizontal lying formations that are being accessed for the first time are quite big, like the Bakken in Saskatchewan, North Dakota, Montana. It goes for tens, sometimes hundreds of miles. You could liken it to some of the potash formations you hear about in Saskatchewan. What happens is that the risk of these wells, of each of the next wells, is very, very low because the formations are very consistent. So the market pays big, big money for a large, low-risk, repeatable land play. And so you're seeing a barrel of oil in the ground get worth more and more money. So there's a lot more money to be made there for investors. So the simple economics on a horizontal well is that it costs twice as much as a vertical well, but you get 4 to 7 times the oil back, generally, oil or gas. One metric that you can use to gauge how oil companies are valued is price per flowing barrel. So if a company is producing 100 barrels of oil and they have a $10 million market cap, that's $10,000 per flowing barrel. So what's happening, because these plays are getting better known, we're getting better understanding of them, and that they're large, they're relatively low risk, the valuations are going way, way up.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 Capsule Bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Buy the case or buy the pallet, Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
I've got a couple things on my website I'd urge you to go look at, how to invest in oil and gas, part one, part two. But domestically, with all these new plays that are opening up, what I do is I get the research from all the different firms each morning, whether it's Richardson's, GMP, Peters & Co., Nesbitt, DS, and I see, okay, who's making the big discoveries, who's got the big land positions, because that's what I want to find. I want to find a junior that's got a big land position around a discovery in one of these new shale plays, because they are generally so consistent and so large that there's a great chance that this play will spread out much farther than people think. And that's where we can make a lot of money for our subscribers. And you want to find a play that can use the horizontal drilling and fracking technologies where the economics are so good. And internationally, what we're looking for is, again, if you can find the same type of large land position, that's great. That's a little harder to find there because the regimes aren't set up for that in a lot of the foreign countries. But you're looking for a big well. So I've been doing a lot of investing down in Colombia, the North Sea in the UK, where there's been some fantastic discoveries in the last year. The average well in Canada produces anywhere between 50 and 80 barrels a day. And when you're going international, we're looking at wells that are producing anywhere from 6 to 12,000 barrels a day. So that's a huge increase, and these stocks can have fantastic moves off these types of discoveries. So where can investors make money now? So if you want to look at today and you want to get into oil and gas, You definitely want to be focused on oil-weighted companies, not natural gas-weighted companies. One day, natural gas prices will turn up, but I don't see that happening in the near term. So you want to have an oil focus. In the market, what I'm seeing is that the international plays are getting a lot of attention, and the domestic plays are not. Even if you have a big land position in Canada or the U.S. and it is oily, the market right now is in a funny spot. It's on the junior side, these types of discoveries and big land acquisition packages aren't being rewarded in the market. So I'm spending most of my time researching various international plays that have big potential and can enrich our subscriber base. So these big international targets are what's attracting the speculative premiums. And so that's where we're focusing. So just to give you an idea on a couple things that I'm looking at right now, actually I'm going to mention one other stock. I'll mention a larger stock, a company called Panorient. We recommended put this stock out into the subscriber portfolio two Fridays ago at 5.5. Today it's around 7. They had a big discovery in Thailand, had the largest well in the history of Thailand, over 5,000 barrels a day. And they pay back their well in less than a week. Most companies, when you're looking at land assets and acquisitions in Canada, if you can get a 24 to 30 month payback, you're pretty happy. And these guys pay back their well in 7 days. So the economics in some of these international places is just fantastic. So Panorient has a large land position all around this well that they're going to be drilling 8 more wells in the next 4 to 6 months. So that is a stock that we're watching very, very closely. We still think that's got a lot of room to run. If we were looking at a cheapie, there's a company here out of Vancouver, actually, called Primary Petroleum, and they've been able to put together a very large land package just south of the Canadian border in Montana in what's called the Alberta-Bakken Fairway. The Alberta-Bakken Fairway goes from Alberta right down through Montana, through Waterton and Glacier National Parks. And there's 3 big New York-listed companies being very active down there, and they're staying very, very quiet because they've hit oil, but they're still buying land, so they don't want to say how much. So what's happened now is that Primary's land package is getting a lot of attention both in the industry and in the investment community. And because this deal is not out of Calgary, doesn't have any blue blood management guys from the oil patch in it, doesn't get a lot of respect in the market. But the reality is they've got a hell of a land package, and it is going to get rewarded, I believe, because at some point in time over the next 2 quarters, one of these big New York-listed companies is going to say how much oil they're finding. And when that happens, I expect that play to ignite. Now, it just so happens that this coming Monday, their 8-cent financing is coming free trading. Stock's currently trading around 35 cents, so I expect the stock to be weak for the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I think it's a fantastic story, and management has said very publicly that they're going to farm out their land package to somebody who really knows that play well and get them to develop it for them, and they're going to get a carried 50% ride, which is very smart because this team knows what they're good at and what they're not good at, and that's half the game. So two stocks in our portfolio that we've done very well in. I still think have a lot of room to go. I'll mention one other one that I actually put out today to subscribers, literally just 2 hours ago. Company listed on the NASDAQ, symbols TRGL. And this company is called Tom Radio Gordon Larry. And what this company has is very similar to Primary Petroleum. They have a big land package, but theirs is in France. There has been a huge shale oil discovery just east of Paris. And this company has a huge swath of land there, and they've joint ventured it out to a big New York-listed company called Hess. And they're going to be drilling there. Hess is going to be drilling the first well. Hess is spending $260 million over the next 2 years, and Toreador TRGL has a free ride. So there's only 24 million shares out. They have very small debt. They've got about 8 million. They've got about 900 barrels a day of production. And the anticipation of a successful well on this play, it is one of the most watched plays in the world. Every major is watching this play because this is probably the first big shale oil play to get drilled outside of North America. So when I say that these shale plays, they've really been focused on North America. And we're just seeing, that's why I'm saying over the next 10, 20, 30 years, as these technologies get exported around the globe, there are going to be dozens, if not hundreds, of discoveries that are going to be able to enrich retail investors. So just in conclusion, Again, I see my job as filling the information gap for retail investors. I translate a lot of the research to make it very simple, topical. I always try and relate my stories back to the retail investor. How can you make money from this fact, this trend? And what's happening now is these three technologies are spreading around the globe, creating a lot of opportunities for us. And my job is to make sure that my subscribers get to profit from as many of them as possible. And I don't know how much time we've got left, Al, but if there's any questions or answers, if you got the questions, I'll try and have the answers.
Keith, I'd like to ask you a question first, and that is if you could take about 2 minutes. And I'm very intrigued with exactly why. I mean, everybody right now is very, very focused, interested, excited about precious metals, okay? You've been in the business a long, long time. You obviously see significant opportunity in oil and gas. Could you kind of summarize why?
Well, again, the big opportunity now is that for the first time ever, we can get oil and gas out of rock. And so there are many formations right under our nose that we've known about for years that we're now going to be able to get economic oil and gas out of. And it's a land race to tie up this land and get drilling where there's almost no exploration risk. And the market is willing to pay big, big bucks in the share price of these companies for that opportunity.
Okay, Keith, thank you very much. You know, I want to interject one thing here that I think is really important, and that is you need to listen to what other people have to say about subjects. Now, let's relate this directly to the subject of this particular program, which is politics and asset-based investing. And on this particular show, we're dealing exclusively with asset-based investing. So let me just give you one piece of advice that has worked very, very well for Big Al over the years, okay? And that is get all of the information that you possibly can on a potential investment, something that you would consider before you actually write a check. Why do I say to do this? Okay, let's take oil and gas, energy as an example. Keith Schaefer is a very, very bright guy. Doesn't it make sense to listen to what he has to say and then see if you agree with it or disagree with it? You know, it's kind of all about education. The best insurance that you can provide yourself against losses in investing really is, it comes from education, comes from listening to other people. Now, the folks who are following Keith are guys who have been involved in this industry for a long, long time. I've known these guys for 20 years, and I highly respect what they have to say. Eric Coffin, very, very shrewd business guy who's coming up next. Then his brother David, another very, very bright individual. And then, of course, Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence is an engineer. Lawrence has an MBA. Anybody would be crazy not to listen to what these guys have to say and to depend totally on their own opinions. Because you know what? When you do your own due diligence, and that includes listening to what newsletter writers have today, you're doing nothing but protecting yourself.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted rapid side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Ten years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
I'm going to bring David Coffin up here right now. David is one of the most brilliant guys I have ever met, and I'll tell you, his insight into this industry is, you know, second to none. Equal to some, but certainly second to none. Okay, big guy, you're on.
Okay, thank you. Don't you get introductions that you have to try to live up to? So what I'm going to do is just speak a little bit to market. First thought, we're still very much in a post-crunch market. We don't mention that every time we write something, but we think about it every time we look at something. The upshot of that is that it's still a tough market to read on the whole, but it is very much a gold market. The insurance value of gold is something that's building in the minds of investors, and pretty much on a global basis. It's not going to go away because people feel better about the economy. So our feeling is that the gold market persists for some while yet, not because the world is going to come to an end, but because people have rethought the value of gold holdings in their portfolios. That it's currently strong, I think, is evidenced by days when, in fact, the metal itself is seeing price consolidation, but you look and see that the producers, the senior producers, and a number of the juniors are still seeing price gains. In other words, people are coming into the sector. And I do think that we've reached a point after a long period when being in the metal was garnering stronger gains relative to owning producers, we're now at that flip point where the equities should do better than the metal itself. The reason for that is that the producers are making money. The process the base metal guys went through a while back is now in play for the gold producers. They've paid down their debt. They've dealt with the bits of infrastructure that went wanting while they were dealing with low gold prices, and their bottom lines will improve. That's, I think, what's really bringing people into the sector at an equities level, is that recognition that these are companies that are making money and can continue to make money. The other thing driving it's the M&A activity. There is very much a movement to look around for companies that might be taken over, that have that potential. The Underworld takeover earlier this year showed that companies can be taken over earlier than expected, and the last couple of takeovers, big ones, in Argentina of Andean by Goldcorp and in West Africa of Redback by Kinross are showing that these producers are very much willing not to look at 43-101. That's not their job. Their job is to look at the company as a whole and the potential within it, and they're willing to buy potential. What they do want is scale. Regardless of what their size is, they're going to be looking at districts that allow them to continue or to expand from that scale. That's very important to them. So in looking at companies, we're thinking the same way. We like to see scale within the company itself, the exploration company, but also within the region, the district where they're working. That's fairly important to our thinking as well. For just that reason, we do like takeovers. We do like to own producers for a fraction of their current value, and that really is our focus. I think in terms of the broader market, as I said, it's still a tough market to get direction from, and I think that that means that whether it's up or down, we're going to be in a grinding market for quite a while. It'll grind up or it'll grind down, but it's never going to become a light switch one way or the other. I don't think that we're in for another major dump. I just don't see things as being that dire. There are very serious issues and they need to be watched. The excess housing stock in the U.S. and in parts of Europe is something that needs to be dealt with, and it's more than just putting aside the mortgages. The stock is there. You can't stabilize prices while there's more product than buyer. So, and that's a process that's going to take a while. I think the recent movements in the yen are showing, A, that people want a diversification in their portfolios, hence they're willing to buy the yen, which is another large turnover currency. But as much, they're showing that the world's looking to Asia to try and help underpin the global economy. We've always said that we felt the yen acts as a proxy for Asian growth, and while the yen is strengthening despite concerns about the Japanese economy, we view that very much as a signal that Asia does need to do well. It does not have to be in booming growth, but it needs to continue to be prospering. So we do look for that. All of that said, the fundamentals within some of the base metals, copper in particular, we still like. The fundamentals speak to supply constraints in the future. So while we are focused on gold, we don't ignore the other metals. Copper is still very important to us. And although there's not a, this is mainly a gold form as it's turned out, we do always have a few copper plays and a few other things going because we think that set of fundamentals will hold sway in due course. Right now, the copper price is pretty strong. We're not telling people to rush in, nor would we, barring one or two exceptions where we think the takeover potential could be nearer term, not to rush into base metals, but not to avoid them altogether either. So that leaves me with a few minutes. That's what I basically wanted to say. I mean, our subscribers probably get tired of reading what we have to say, and for those of you who aren't, well, where's Nicola? Anyways, what we really wanted to do here was to let you people meet some of the companies. We are fortunate that we have the time and the access to talk to these people and to get to know them and understand how they work. This is a forum that should help you do that. You should listen to them in a small room perspective. And after the next couple, there will be time to have coffee and have a chat with those ones that you don't know. So what I'm going to do, if that's all right, is to open up for questions because Eric's doing the, if you would, the HRA presentation that we had planned for this. I've given you my basic thoughts. Just a couple of questions.
If you have any questions, come on up and just speak into this microphone, if you don't mind. Much time as you'd like. Who's first? Okay.
What is your outlook for silver relative to gold?
The outlook for silver relative to gold, we always tend to view silver as the more volatile cousin of gold on a day-to-day basis. Right now, silver looks just great. We would say that silver is likely to do better than gold, but we don't expect silver to do well unless gold is also doing well. That's the gist of it. The industrial versus precious metal aspect of silver, I honestly put that aside for the most part. It's about market sentiment, and the sentiment is good for silver right now. It's being bought as a precious metal without question, and it's one that I think will do better than gold, but only if gold is doing well, as I said.
In light of the fact that Goldcorp paid over $1,000 an ounce, as I understand it, for Andean, do you see the takeouts going at a much higher price for gold? How much is an ounce of gold in the ground worth now? I guess that's the question.
Okay. The value of an ounce in the ground is highly variable. That's the first point. What a company's going to do when they look at a gold deposit as a potential takeover is go through all of the numbers. What's it going to cost to capitalize and put it in production? What are the operating costs going to be? How much gold per year can we pull out of it? Do that calculation. Based on that, how much money do we have to spend to acquire the deposit? Comes out at the bottom after allowing for profit and hopefully a decent profit. What Goldcorp has done is what they did, and we thank them very much at the time for it, in 2005 with Virginia. At the time, Virginia had 0 ounces in the project they were buying. It had ounces in a couple of its other projects, but it got to keep those. So what Goldcorp did was just go through that data process. They determined how much gold they thought was there. They determined how much upside it might have. And they determined that the price at the time, if you assumed 4 million ounces, which was the ballpark we were playing with at the time, they were paying in the order of $80 or $90 plus expiration upside. There's 9 million ounces in that project, so they actually paid less than $50 an ounce. As it turns out, $50 plus the expiration costs they've had. They're doing the same thing with Andean. They're looking at a project that has 3 plus million gold ounces, another 60 million, we'll call it an extra million gold ounces equivalent in silver, and they're saying, we like this. They wanted to do a deal. Eldorado came along, did a deal, put a deal on the table. Goldcorp rechecked their numbers and put a bigger price on the table in the belief that the recent exploration by Andean is representing a much bigger resource potential there. That's one. Now the other, and this also relates back to Virginia, they're walking into a district that's fairly new. In the case of Virginia, in Quebec, it's a new district close to an existing strong mining infrastructure that they can make use of. In the case of Andean, it's a new district to mining, new in the sense that it's less than 15 years old, but the infrastructure has been getting built, so they get that infrastructure advantage to some degree as well. The big upside for them is that they're walking into a district, and I'm talking about the broader massif, not just the Andean property package, which is highly underexplored and has a lot more upside potential. So by putting themselves there, they become the big dog in southern Argentina, at least for gold, and off they go. So those are the reasons. It's not $1,000 an ounce.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Of raising the rates for fishing licenses, and everybody knows how crunched our state agencies are for money, and it seems that each one of these agencies is dealing with how much to raise the rates and which areas do they raise them. I know that the out-of-state license, fishing license program across the country has become very expensive. I know you probably don't think about this, but wherever I go fishing in a tournament, I've got to buy a fishing license.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCN. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.